Art. I really like the way that turned out. Jazza. Being good at anything takes a lot of practice, and drawing is no exception. It takes years and many bad pieces to become an artist. Starting to draw when you're young is important, even though there's going to be a lot of, quote, wasted paper along the way. It's good to start developing fine motor skills at a young age. Don't be afraid to invest in lots and lots of paper, and it could be years before you have something worthy of throwing into the art bin for future reference. We got extra paper at our local thrift stores, friends and family when it came to birthdays and Christmas, and we suggest you do those things as well to accumulate your supply, because you don't want to inhibit the children from being able to practice and develop their skills. Caitlin, Casey, and Kayla started drawing as soon as they could hold a pencil. They went through reams of paper, starting out scribbling, then moving to stick figures, slowly honing their skills over the years to bring them to where they are now. Christmas and birthdays always brought pens, pencils, markers, and paints. Ask your kids to draw you a picture. Eye contact and a warm smile always seemed to do the trick for me. We didn't usually force them to do art, but we did do art lessons and gave them a few drawing assignments or suggestions through the years. Sometimes they would start drawing if my wife was drawing, and she would show them different techniques. She gave them more formal art lessons when they were young, and we conducted our own drawing sessions where we focused on shading and perspective, like Casey's kettle drawing. Caitlin and Casey also took painting lessons at a local gallery where color theory and composition were reinforced. If you're not an artist yourself, fret not. Learn alongside your child, especially when they're younger. Seeing mom and dad working through the same struggles is bonding. Most of our homeschool's art skill was self-taught, but they had plenty of help along the way, whether it was instruction from my wife, a gifted artist in her own right, or a book from the library, art lessons, or even online videos. They spent many hours watching other better artists and following their examples, which is a good way to pick up techniques and tricks to become a better artist yourself. Even without all of these other resources, practice gets results. Independent self-study is extremely important for producing unique, novel work. We found a balance between the need for fundamental skills and the need to advance the body of work for humanity. The results of our two oldest daughters are profound to see in one place. We saved all of the reasonably good artwork in respective bins for each girl so they could go back and recount their own personal journeys. Here are some selections from their bins to illustrate their progress. If I were beginning our homeschool journey today, I would show this chapter to the kids so they see that just because your drawings are kiddish to start, with practice, most anybody can become a very good artist.